some of the best players that ever played the game. So there's a lot of good things, and so looking forward to it. Hey, the fans have been tremendous. We love Chicago. We loved everything about it. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Coach Q, that was on NBC Sports Chicago. And speaking of them, Pat Boyle's going to join us in about 15 minutes to talk about the Blackhawks. And here they are. They've been in an uphill battle, and they've been getting hot, and they've been more fun to watch. And now you've got this huge game tonight with two teams that are red hot, and Coach Q back in the building.
Coach Q getting a statue down at the UC?
I think so.
Is he?
I mean, I retire his number and I give him a statue. I think you give a statue to Q, Taves, and Kane. And you retire Keith's number, Taves, Kane. You may retire Hosa's number?
I think you probably could. The one that gets dicey.
What about Seabrook?
I was going to say, you have to do a duo number
seven.
Do you
do a Shelley Seabrook night?
Well, what do you do? And if 3 or 4 years from now, you're playing with triple digits on everyone's uniforms because you don't have enough numbers left.
Hey, that's the price of going through success.
So he gets where's Phil? Does Phil have a statue?
Phil does not have a statue. Phil has his you know, the banner. Jerry Krause and Phil have banners.
So Q gets a banner, not a statue, or a statue, not a banner, or a statue and a banner?
I would give... I'm not forgetting a Phil Bust or anything, right?
Excuse me?
Got the Scotty... They've got like a Scotty miniature statue inside the United Center. It's true. It's like a miniature... It's not like the Michael statue. And Johnny Red Kerr is also somewhere there in the United Center with one of the mini statues.
Right.
Still pretty big. But it's not like Jordan-esque. Or like what some of the Cubs and Sox statues are. But, yeah, you make a statue of him grabbing his...
Did you ever find how many tweets you sent out on that GIF yesterday?
No, I did not, no.
I just want to know how special I was.
Tonight
I was
I'll do it, yeah. It. Tonight I'll send
I'll
out the...
I'll make sure that I'm not the only one that got it, as was advertised. But I don't know when do you think that they would come to that understanding or to that decision? How long does he have to be gone before?
I think he's got to be done coaching.
Yeah.
Like the Sox made a terrible mistake years and years ago when they retired Harold Baines as number 3 when he was still playing. It was silly. I mean, it was so silly. I mean, fine. Harold's great, and he just got into the Hall. We're going to have the announcements, by the way, later. Should happen while we're on the air around 5 o'clock. Dan Plesac about today's Hall of Fame. But like, they felt so guilty about getting rid of the fan favorite, Harold Baines, that they retired his number, I think, while he was still playing for the Baltimore Orioles. And I think he ended up playing like 6 or 7 more years.
He came back to the White Sox.
And still played for
his
White
last
Sox.
2 years.
Yeah.
Now, Q is what? Second overall in games one or third?
Second, all time.
I mean,
is he
going to
get Scotty Bowman, right? That's ahead of him. Is he going to catch him? No, there's no chance.
No, I think, isn't it like, check the stats. If I'm going off memory, I think Scotty Bowman's like
way ahead of
everybody.
I was looking at something earlier today. I think there's only, and Q coached for St. Louis and then Colorado, right? Before he got here. He's only had one losing season as a head coach, and I believe it was his. What was it, the final year before they let him go in the middle of the year, or and as the year was going on? It was his final full season here in Chicago, I believe, was the only year where he had a losing record as a coach.
Right, because last year they fired him early.
Right, yeah, 6-6.
So Quenneville is second all-time with 890 career wins, which is... 56 ahead of Ken Hitchcock, who's third all time.
So he's going.
Scotty Bowman's got 1,244.
Yeah,
so
he's only 400 some more wins.
Yes, 3 something.
So you give him a statue and a banner. I don't know exactly what's in vogue now in terms of recognizing guys, but you have to find a way to recognize him.
You know, I was thinking about this when we were talking in the pre-show fist fight. When Kane and Taves get their statue, and I was mentioning Waddle asked, which was the year that they won it at home? 15, when they beat Tampa. It was a stormy night. They beat Tampa in game 6. And then there's the iconic picture of Taves and Kane together celebrating. And I said to you guys, that should be the statue of those two. But is that being... Are they good enough in their own right where they should be separated and Taves should get his own statue and Kane should get his own statue? you know, rich people's problem. Yeah, I know this, but...
I mean, I don't think you can go wrong because they have played together their entire career, essentially. You know,
but let me ask you a question, though. If Patrick Kane ends up as the most decorated American player of all time...
And he probably will.
He gets his own, right? I mean, we're not putting him with as great as Jonathan Toews has been. You're not putting him with Patrick Kane at that point. Kaner gets his own.
I think they both do. I mean, Toews is the captain, you know? He hasn't been as productive with points and everything, but... There were many years when he was the guy.
And it's, you know, in hockey, unlike any other sport, you know, everyone gets dubbed the leader, but the captain wearing the C actually, see, it's so much more meaningful in hockey than any other sport.
Yeah, I believe it. I don't know. I forgot where Carmen put Kane and Toews as far as the all time. I believe when they're done, they will be 1 and 2 ahead of Mikita and Hull.
I think he had Kane as third and Toews fourth.
So he still had Mikita was one, Hull was two.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the Hawks will give. How often does a coach get a statue? And what kind of statue does, I mean, like I was joking, there's the funny picture of the gif of Q yelling at the official, grabbing downstairs, saying, here's what he thought of the call. Right here.
Yeah, I don't think that they put that statue up.
Like, what can you do?
How do you explain that to your young kids? I mean, you know, what about the children?
That's coaching.
What about the children? What about the children?
I tell them that's a guy fighting for his team.
And why? But, Daddy, why is he grabbing his marbles? I mean, you can fight for your team without having to grab your stuff.
Not if you're a real coach.
You yell at me every time I grab my stuff when we're in Toys R Us. You tell me to leave that thing alone.
There is no more Toys R Us.
That's true.
That's why Ditka and Coach Q will always be more beloved than Phil Jackson.
I think you're right.
They were willing to grab their crotch.
The blue-collar aspect that Ditka and Coach Q, they're very similar in that regard with the mustache, the way they talk, the way they fought.
And to this day, you know, and again, Coach has slapped the crap out of me for saying, there's no doubt whose mustache was the best in town. It was Q, by far.
Yes.
Best mustache of a coach here in town of all time.
When I went to Springfield, like, there were the two trips you looked forward to. I think I talked to you about this recently. When you were in seventh grade, you got to go on the Greyhound bus and go down to Springfield, see what the state capital's all about. And I think there's some sort of a statue of Lincoln down in Springfield where, like, you rub his nose for good luck. Can you look that up? There's something in, like the nose is even, like...
It's worn away.
It's worn away.
Right.
Because, like, that's sort
of
the thing.
Where's the statue commemorating being so far in debt as a state?
Oh, yeah. There's one where there's all the former governors are behind these metal bars.
Yes. Lincoln's tomb and lucky nose pops up fairly quickly on the Google
search.
What
is the thing with that? Why you rub his nose? How did that become a thing where you would go, hey, Honest Abe, let me rub your nose for good luck?
Some folks believe that rubbing the nose of any statue brings good luck. So the nose of a person as successful as the president must be especially powerful. That is what this odd website says.
So I think
so. Now what you have is you have a statue that's got a nose that's been kind of destroyed from so many people touching it.
It's been worn out, yes.
So lots of
germs.
Okay, so put the Q statue up and you grab, you know, the marbles for good luck.
No.
What do you mean?
You rub the mustache. You're like, it's just his face with a huge, like, bronzed mustache. And it's not a full body, it's just Q's face.
But after too much time, you may wear away the mustache, and then it's a statue mustacheless.
What about
and
this?
And that's not good.
What about this? The statue for Q, it's just the mustache, and children can go and, like, you know, pose in front of it and take a picture
like
you
that.
Do when you go to an apple farm or something.
No, you remember it like at Wrigley when they first had that big noodle? Remember they had that big noodle out in front?
That was one of the strangest things
we've
ever had.
It was the dumbest thing. Why can't we have a gigantic
mustache?
Or
mustache rides, 5 cents a piece.
Yeah.
Yes. Like one of those Walmart horses.
Yes. And you put a quarter. You know the Hawks, there's no way it's going to be 5 cents.
Yeah,
it's
going to be $5. You get to jump on the mustache. You got to hold on. And then, like, for 30 seconds, it kind of moves
ride
around.
Ride the Q-stache.
You get to take a picture.
I'm in for that.
Social media all over the place.
grown-ass
look at Timmy riding Coach Q's mustache. Look at Timmy riding the mustache.
I think it should be, like Waddle said, a mustacheless Q, and then like you could have shrubbery grow, and then you could like dress it up for the holidays.
A chia Q?
Yeah, like a chia Q. But you could like dress it up for the holidays, put lights on it for Christmas.
Okay, listen.
You know, do different things for Thanksgiving and stuff when the UC's open for Fox games.
I think you guys need to show a little bit more respect for the man and not talk about this like this is some sort of Halloween promotion, all right?
You know what? He loves this, Todd. He would want this.
This is what he would want, Waddle.
I'm just telling you, don't rub the mustache, though, because after 5 or 6 years, the mustache is going to wear away, and then it's just a picture of a mustache. Problem solved. If it's just a mustache, it can't rub away.
Okay,
let's talk about in real terms. They're not going to put just a bronze mustache up,
right? Why not?
Right?
You charge $5 and then you have upkeep.
I'm just telling you, when they put the statue up,
PB and Steve Conroy could broadcast in front of it, in front of every Hawks game.
From the mustache. We're betting pucks.
Don't touch the statue
in St. Louis where everyone says, hey, you know where you meet me? You meet me by the Q stash. We'll get our tickets together there.
Don't touch the stash. You can ride the stash.
Well, if it's good enough for Honest Abe, isn't it good enough for Q?
Whoa! How many Stanley Cups did Abraham Lincoln win? Huh?
No, I think the Hawks owe us finder's fee for a great idea here.
John's in South Elgin. Johnny, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of comment on your, you know, the Taves and Kane celebrating together as an idea for a statue. It's so good that there's almost no way it can be organic because it wasn't. That celebration with like Taves and Kane on the ice in 2015 was staged for EA Sports. The cover of EA Sports NHL 2016 was going to be Taves and Kane together holding the cup. But then the incident happened over the summer with Kane, and they elected to not put Kane on the cover. And that's how Johnny Taves got his second cover.
But so you're telling me that that wasn't just a picture taken, that they were purposely doing that for a video game then?
That's absolutely what I'm telling you. That was kind of staged. Now, I'm sure they were celebrating and having a great time together.
Right.
That was just a part of it.
Yeah, I know. But I still think that's a pretty iconic picture because it is after a. I mean, you pose for pictures.
Even if it is staged.
These are the two greats of all time celebrating for the first time on home ice with the cup because they've won it in 10 and 13 on the road.
I just think it's brilliant that Q's back in town. You've got a Florida Panthers team that is streaking, like our Hawks team that's 3 points out of a postseason spot. And this is how we break this stuff down. We're talking about mustache statues.
Well,
we're talking about the important stuff right now.
This is the fan experience.
That's exactly right.
We're here for the voice of the
fans. Ride the stash. Outside gate, $3.50.
$5.
That's what you do. $5. Throw it in the kitty.
Three rides for $10.
How long does the ride last?
How long do you want it to last, son?
Well,
it lasted 10 years. You know what? You keep feeding the meter, and it'll last as long as you want.
It lasts as long as a shift does.
You said shift?
Yeah.
That's 45 seconds.
You know, let's there you see, go. 45 we'll second
we'll,
rides.
We'll talk with Pat Boyle and see what he thinks of it.
Does Q get a statue? What kind of ovation is he going to get? I still believe there is lots of Q lust in town. Because when others have left, like I think if you threw a party for Joe Maddon now, when he would return, people would be like,
oh, I don't think people.
You don't? Know, yeah. I think it was split when he left. I think people, because of Q and how he was unceremoniously fired, that people miss him more. And this new guy's nothing. We'll talk to Pat Boyle about that coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
We all have come up with a poll question. What kind of statue should the Blackhawks give Coach Q? Is it A, bronze mustache that you can ride? You could physically ride, whether it's in the parking lot, in the concourse. Just the stash. Is it a bronze statue of Q holding up the cup? Is it C, as Abdallah said, it's Q doing shot skis? Or is it D, he's not statue worthy.
I put my serious face on and voted B.
Q holding the cup?
Yeah.
That's leading the way with almost 50% of the vote, 47.8% of the vote, 33% saying bronze mustache to ride.
We can put the bronze mustache in one of the parking lots. So, like, you park your car, you get out with the kids, mustache rides on that.
In right Lot Q.
Yes. You Lot could, Q. Yeah. There you go.
That's easy. There you go. It's very early. We just had over 100 votes, but we put it up literally a minute ago. Let's talk to Pat Boyle right now, who does great work here on ESPN 1000 and hosts the pre- and post-game on NBC Sports Chicago.
Also had a glorious mustache for the month of November as
well. Should have kept that one, Boyle, especially for when Q came back.
Yeah.
Good point. And you were trying to get that sign behind me during the pregame show, right? You were
I don't know what you're talking about.
That guy flaked out.
Yeah.
We had a guy who was going to bring the sign.
Mustache
that,
rides.
Yeah, mustache rides two for a dollar or something like
something
that.
Something of that nature. Yeah.
Security tackled him. We had him taken out.
Yeah. So do you believe on the Q front, in all honesty, no games here, Phil Jackson doesn't have a statue in town or at the United Center. It took all these years for Walter Payton to get one, for goodness sake. Do you believe that Q will get a statue at the United Center?
Yeah, I think he absolutely will. My question is, will it be one of the big ones like we see with Hall and Makita, or will it be like the Johnny Red Kerr statues, like kind of more like a bust that's located at the United Center. So I think Q, though, with the three championships, and, you know, I've been listening to you guys kind of try to, you know, where does Q fit in the pantheon of Chicago coaching? I think the top three are easy. It's Halas, Phil, and Q.
Yeah.
And then that the fourth spot is where things get interesting on the Mount Rushmore. And I think all things equal, it goes to Ditka.
I agree.
Ditka, he transcends sports. I mean, there's still George Wendt is still doing the Superfan gig. You know, 30 plus years. I mean, kids are coming to your remote still dressed like Ditka.
Right,
Ditka 30 years later. So, I think the top three are easy, and then you put, you know, Joe, Ozzy, and everybody who won one championship into a hat. But I think Ditka is the guy who emerges because he transcends sports.
I would assume Q will get a deafening welcome. Don't you believe, Pat?
Absolutely, Tom. I mean, you know, this is the closest we've seen to a dynasty in sports. They were one goal away from going to the Stanley Cup Final in 2014, and we'd be talking about a three-peat there because everybody thought that, you know, whoever emerged from that Kings Hawks series would have no problem with the Rangers, and that's the way it played out. But certainly the three cups in six seasons, the way he identified with the players, I mean, you know, he did the Mitch Kupchak behind the bench to one of the referees' calls in his career. You know, how he went to Soldier Field last year after he was let go and did the Shotskys thing. I mean, He identified with his players. He was old school, but was relatable to the current player, and he certainly identified with the hardworking Chicago fan.
You know, the thing that people may forget is when he was first hired, it was not the most popular move.
Well, no, because he took over for arguably like the nicest athlete in the history of Chicago sports and one of the most talented in Dennis Savard.
Yep.
So, and it was just a handful of games into that season, and it was a bit of a stunner, but obviously it was the right move. And, you know, Q will, he took some time off last year after he got let go in November of 2018, did a lot of traveling. Dale Tallon, you know, brought him in the off season. He's doing great. I mean, he's making over $6 million a year down in Florida. He's living close to the track. He continues to try to get closer to Scotty Bowman in the all-time wins list. I don't think he's ever going to catch him there, but he's got a good team in Florida, and I think a 10-year run, guys, in current sports is beyond impressive. I mean, whoever was going to break the curse for the Cubs, you would have assumed that manager would have been here for minimum a decade, right?
Right.
And Joe's gone after 5 years. And, you know, the same thing with pretty much all the coaches that we've had here in town in recent years. I mean, look how quickly things have changed for Nagy in one season.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A 10-year run is a hell of a run. He's got the hardware, and he certainly has, I think, you know, the admiration and praise of a blue-collar town that I think that Shotsky thing speaks volumes of kind of how he's identified and how he's very relatable.
Pat, is he beloved by all of his former players? Are there some relationships that mirror what Coach Ditka had with some of his guys as well? It's hard to have everyone like you over the course of a decade.
He had a doghouse, Tommy, that, you know, sometimes he was quick to put players in it. And there might be a couple of guys, a Nick Leddy, a Trevor Daley, who over the years went to that doghouse. They didn't get out of it, and they were moved out of town. But by and large, the majority of the players that played for Joel Quenneville universally love him. Yeah, there's going to be a handful that don't see eye to eye with him, but I would say if there was one, you know, negative about his time, it would have been that, you know, quick trigger finger on the doghouse and then sometimes just never allowing that player to come out of it.
What about this team, Pat? They're playing well now, and they dug themselves a pretty sizable hole, but there's still a lot of games left. What do you believe the future holds for this year's team?
Well, you know, a month ago, I thought the playoffs were a pipe dream, and now they've won 11 of 15, and they're just 3 points back of the final wild card spot in the West. But if you look at the standings right now, guys, between the 3 seed and the 8 seed, those 5 teams, they're separated by 1 point. So literally, the standings in the NHL and the Western Conference change on an hour-to-hour basis. So right now, they're in it. Just, you know, a few points out, but there's a month to go here before the NHL trade deadline. And if they are still right around that 8 spot, I think Stan Bowman will add. If they happen to slip to, the 12 seed or maybe even the 11 seed and they're, you know, not putting consistent efforts forth, I think you'll see Stan be a seller at the trade deadline. So, you know, the season is still yet to be written, but this team right now is just right in that, on that cusp of being in the playoff picture and not. I'll tell you what, it's been impressive to see Patrick Kane continue to get better. He reached 1,000 points on Sunday night. He'll be honored before tonight's game. Obviously, you know that Joel will be honored as well. And then I think you guys heard at the morning skate, Taves and Keith got into a dust up. They wrestled to the ice. No punches were thrown. So, I mean, on a night where we've got like several Blackhawks storylines going, two of the cornerstones of the franchise got into a little dust up at the morning skate, adds just another layer to this. But, you know, look, I think they're going to try to make a run at the wild card. Do I think they're a cup contender? No, I don't. But they're surprising me now just being in the playoff picture.
Sort of like you and Cap wrestling around on the carpet before a big Sports Talk Live show there, huh?
Or maybe during the show
yesterday. Cap man, that guy, he...
dropping the old poop word you did, from what I understand.
They had to pull the Gian Greco for me. They had to dump me during Cap's show.
Nice.
But every once in a while, that guy will lead you to a spot, to a place that needs a bleep.
Yeah. Who wants this one tonight more? Is it Q coming back into this building, or is it, you know,
John McDonough?
Or is going to say Stan Bowman or somebody else?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, Q's saying was nobody likes winning more than me. That was his mantra for the 10 years he was here. And the guy does love to win, and you know, his team played last night in Minnesota. They got a wild come-from-behind win with like 5 seconds to go. So they're in the back end of a back-to-back. I think those guys are going to come out and go hard for Joel and try to get a victory against his old team. But when I see and I hear Taves and Keith get into it, this morning at a morning skate, that just gives me some feeling that this team is not going to enter. They're off for the next 10 days after tonight. They got the All-Star break, and then they've got a bye. I don't think they want to enter that on a sour note. So I think you're going to see a great effort from the Blackhawks, and hopefully they'll keep this winning streak going.
How many pucks are you putting on the Hawks tonight?
You guys love that, don't you?
Gambling's good.
Gambling's good. Tommy, you might be better at wagering on pucks than you are in the NFL.
How many pucks you got left in your bank?
Oh, we've got well over 100. So okay. we're gonna wager 10 on. We'll probably do a parlay with Kane or something
okay.
like that.
Okay, all right. But you're definitely putting your pucks down on the home team.
Always put my pucks down on the home team.
All right, I got it.
We got to play our hockey intro later in the show to get
no
you
doubt.
Set for
yes.
this game. What time are you in the car on the way to the arena?
I'll be in there about 4:30 or so.
In the car? So we'll
be
play
ear candy. Yeah. A little 4:30 ear candy for you, mister.
Yeah, we got that
I'm
for you.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Pat, you're the best. Thanks, you. We'll
Pat.
Be watching.
Thanks, boys. Talk to you later.
There you go.
Potty mouth.
My oldest already is tell me on the way to the bus stop today, Daddy, can I stay up and watch the Blackhawks game? He loves it. He loves the anthem, loves all the bells and whistles, and I'll let him stay up for a period.
Maybe he can teach his daddy something about the power play.
That's true. Waddle's World is coming up next.
It's that time again when we venture deep into the great unknown.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
A trip inside the mind of a multi-concussed former Bears wide receiver.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him, and he had an all-time day in the use of smelling salts.
Buckle up, boys and girls.
Tom Waddle, every team wants to have a Tom Waddle. If I had a football team, I'd like to have a Tom Waddle on my team because you draw from that.
It's time to go inside Waddle's World.
Tom Waddle did have to use a lot of smelling salts.
That's right, John. Waddle's World brought to you by the great people at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit wintrust.com/findus. Member FDIC. An update on the Derby. Chelsea's got a one-goal lead over Arsenal. Just for those of you who heard crosstalk and were wondering, hey, what the hell's going on in that Derby?
That is an intra city game in London.
Yes, I think.
It's a London derby?
Right. There you go,
that's
London
correct.
Derby. I'm being told that our police scanner from down in Florida is picking up some possible Ooh. Antonio Brown activity.
Oh, jeez.
We got a situation on Antonio Brown's house. We got the usual cops out there. We got out there. He's throwing some rocks at some movers.
What do you mean he's throwing rocks at the neighbors?
There's a battery in progress. He doesn't want to pay the movers. He's coming out there.
Well, time out. What do you mean the movers? He's...
According to Cameron Wolf, Hollywood, Florida, police are investigating Antonio Brown for a possible battery at his home. There's an active scene to determine what's going on. Apparently, there's a situation with some movers. That's what other people are saying, that there's a situation with some movers. He didn't want to pay the movers. The movers are then not moving his stuff and that kind of thing.
That it seems to be like a lot of the reports that Antonio Brown hires people and never pays them. Like, that's his thing.
Maybe he just thinks everything in life is free.
I don't know what's
going
on.
I don't know that either.
Yeah. So
I think some guys outside got some money on Arsenal, I believe. Is Arsenal
people
just
going
tied
crazy
things up.
Over the soccer game.
Is there anything else going on down there in
Keep
Hollywood, Florida that we need
it's
to know about?
It's an ongoing investigation, gentlemen.
Is he going to crash the Super Bowl? Do you think he's in Hollywood, Florida?
Yeah.
That's near Miami. Do you think he's going to try and crash the Super Bowl?
By crash the Super Bowl, let's like show up at a party?
Right.
Or like run onto the field during the kickoff?
He may streak. You know
what
Antonio
if he
Brown.
Jumps on the, what would be the most odd but expected thing he could do? Jumping on stage with J-Lo and Shakira, thinking that he has something to add? He just did a video, didn't he?
Yes, he's like... Something bad is going to happen, though, with him. I mean, he needs help.
I would say so.
Major help.
Yeah. Tiger Woods eligible for the World Golf Hall of Fame in 2021 after the age requirement was lowered to 45.
I was going to say, not in the Hall of Fame?
How about a happy birthday to Jack Nicklaus today? I believe he's 80 today, right, guys?
Oh, the Golden Bear. He is golden at 80.
He is golden. You are correct, sir. Zion Williamson says, I'll be too excited to sleep tonight Because he's playing tomorrow for the first time, right? How much, is it 2 days? 2 days from
when
now.
When is he going to play? How much is
Wednesday,
he going to play? 20 minutes?
Dang it. Yeah, it's Wednesday. I don't know.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah. No, that is tomorrow, right?
Yeah, today's Tuesday.
Is today the 20th or 21st?
Today's the 21st.
Okay, so it's tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, sorry for the confusion there. The original timetable was 6 to 8 weeks, but tomorrow will mark nearly 13 and a half weeks since the surgery. How much does he weigh, do you think?
285, isn't he?
Didn't they ask him to cut a little weight?
I don't know. I mean, what is he, the third heaviest guy now in the NBA? That's what I think I heard. Taco Fall. And what's his face?
Is it like what happens on Tuesday? Like today's Tuesday. Does Taco Fall, like, does everyone?
It's a Taco Tuesday for Taco Fall.
Yeah.
Is he with the Celtics?
Yes.
But are you asking the question, is every day a taco day?
That's
with Taco?
I don't know. It's, they kind of treat him like a circus performer,
well,
don't they?
Well, that's how we treated, what's his name when he was here? Scal. We treated Scal like a circus.
Yeah, Taco Fall is the victory cigar.
Is it? Are you guys going PC now? Can you no longer say circus freak?
Oh, I don't know.
You said circus performer.
Yeah, just like.
But it was always a circus freak, right?
When I was a kid, there was a player named Granville Waiters. He was like 26 years old.
Bald.
And completely bald.
Yeah. But he had great facial hair.
Great facial hair. And it was like, oh, yeah, time for Granville. Bulls are up 20. And the crowd would go crazy.
Ohio State, right? Was he from Ohio State?
Exactly. Why? Yeah. Look at you.
I used to watch the Bulls on Channel 9, the Superstation, back in Cincinnati.
Yes. So in like all through the years, they've always had sort of that type of guy.
Yeah.
And Taco Fall is that guy for.
Mm-hmm.
And like Brad, what's his name, gets into it.
Brad Stevens.
He taunts the crowd that he's going to bring him in.
Did Taco get in last night? Because they pounded the Lakers.
It was like a 30-point win.
It was great. Chicharito? Is that how you pronounce it, Meller?
I think you got it. Chicharito.
Yeah, Chicharito. What do you guys think, huh? Abdallah, Chicharito signs with the Galaxy?
Yeah, another aged soccer player comes to America to cash that last check.
I'm good with that.
Get those checks.
You're good with it because you don't really consume soccer.
Who's the other guy that
everybody.
What, no, Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Yeah. He's not on the menu.
He went back and played. He's playing in Italy right now.
Talking about Zlatan?
Zlatan.
Part of the Las Vegas Strip will be closed for the NFL draft. Did you see this?
I did. And then did you see, too, what the stage is supposed to look like with the waterfall?
The Strip will turn into a giant gathering area outside Bellagio and Caesars for the April 23rd to 25th event. The main stage at the Caesars Forum Conference Center will include a viewing zone to watch the first round selections on Thursday night, the second and third rounds on Friday night. If you're a Bears fan, you don't got any picks, so stay away. And the remaining four rounds on Saturday. Oh, Saturday's your day!
I had that moment with Meller earlier. Meller and I were in our office, and then Jeremiah, one of the scouts on NFL.
Daniel Jeremiah.
I'm really bad with names right now. Daniel Jeremiah tweeted out his first mock draft, and I was very excited to click on it.
And it was Bears list.
And then I went to Mel. I go, what am I clicking on this? There's not a Bears pick.
Want to see who the Raiders are going to take twice?
Yes.
Draft prospects will make their debut on Thursday at a red carpet area at the Fountains of the Bellagio. Have you ever been to the Bellagio? It's really cool.
Yes, I have. I haven't been to Vegas, though, in about a decade.
I haven't either. I want to go back.
Did you say they're going to be brought to the stage on a boat?
I did not say that.
I read that.
Really?
Somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Which means the first round's going to take.
That's what I was thinking. This could be a bad idea.
Yeah, somebody's going to get seasick.
Someone's going to fall into the water.
Throw up on Goodell.
The Pro Bowl is set to experiment with alternative onside kick rule. Did you see this?
I saw this.
As in the past years, there will be no kickoffs at the Pro Bowl. The twist this year is that the teams will have two options after scoring. The first is to give the ball back to their opponents, who would then start their drive at the 25-yard line. If you're feeling frisky, the second option for the scoring team would serve as a substitute for an onside kick. It would allow that team to run one additional play from its own 25-yard line. If that team gains 15 or more yards, you keep the football. Well, so it's basically a 4th and 15.
Wouldn't you do that every time? There's not going to be a punt. And because you gain so many yards in the Pro Bowl because it's touch, wouldn't you just continue to onside kick it? I guess it's not a pun. It would be after you score.
Right, but I mean, if you fail, then the opponent takes over wherever the ball is spotted.
Oh, no, we may lose the Pro Bowl because we're giving the other team
money. The winners get more.
No, I'm with you, Sylvia. I thought the same thing. I wouldn't be surprised at all if each coach goes for the first down, or the onside kick, right, whatever.
Like Jay Glazer's calling plays.
That's some more breaking news. I know you're moving on to another story, so I'm going to give you another NFL story before you do. The latest athletes will be hosting Saturday Night Live on February 1st. Do you know who that athlete is? The guest, the musical guest will be Luke Combs. But who, who will the host be?
The host will be...
current athlete, not retired.
Tom Brady.
Current athlete, not retired.
Tom Brady.
Not quarterback.
Derrick Henry.
No.
No, Derrick Henry.
J.J. Watt.
It is one Jeffrey Joseph Watt.
Wow, J.J. Watt hosting Saturday
when
Night Live.
When you said non-quarterback, that made it easy.
February 1st, Saturday Night Live.
Julian Edelman had shoulder surgery. Chad Johnson did not participate at the kicking tryout for the XFL.
Again, another guy likes to talk the talk. Then it's time to try out.
Well, at least he's not throwing rocks at a moving company right now.
Well, that's true.
It's a low bar.
That is true.
But he did. He was bragging that he could kick, and then he was going to show up to this kicking competition, and then he doesn't show.
Dustin Pedroia has suffered a significant setback in his recovery from knee surgery.
That's sad, because he was one of my favorite players.
Yeah, one of those buzzing things. Put it on your chest, and then you'll know what pitch is coming, and you'll get back, and you'll overcome that knee thing.
He'll be on a crutch, but he'll know what pitch is coming,
Khalil Mack will not play in the Pro Bowl. He's replaced by Za'Darius Smith. Some would argue that Za'Darius Smith probably should have been going to this Pro Bowl anyway. And Joe Namath can't imagine, Tom Brady doing what he did 43 years ago.
I'm going to kiss you.
Huh? Yeah, he's gotten past that. He's gotten
Oh, really?
When we come back, I had a really good story. Where's it at? Dang it! It is TSA's top 10 fines of 2019. Not fines, F-I-N-E-S, fines.
Oh, this is what they found in, like, when they put the bags through?
Yeah, top 10 list.
I like this.
When we come back, that's what you get.
It's next.
This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta let the skins breathe.
I'm with you. Your phone's on, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, turn your phone audio off.
Oh, I was watching. You know what I was watching? I was watching the Blackhawks fight.
Waddle's decked out in his Hawks pullover today. It took a lot. It took a Hawks win streak for him to finally peel that Bears alumni.
They took that and a film on that thing that's like 4 weeks old that needed to be washed.
How many days in a row do you think Waddle wore the
30?
Probably.
30, probably.
You wear that proud.
I do. I wear it most proudly because it's comfortable and it's a zip-up.
Yeah.
It's not like he's wearing it like a T-shirt every day, though. He's wearing like a different undershirt.
Of course.
So it's not, you know, you can wear that thing a few times.
Yes, I can.
It's like a light jacket he wears indoors.
Yeah.
And then I wear a jacket over top it.
Right.
And then I'm a sweaty mess.
He's got this hunting jacket these days.
This is Lululemon. This is so if I want to just disappear, it's camouflage.
Yes.
Yeah. So if I don't want any of you guys to see me or bother me, I just walk in and I put
that
thing.
But what if you're not wearing your hood? Wouldn't we just see your face?
I don't normally put that. And it's just like it's big and red like Rudolph's nose. So you can see my face anyway. Okay. Anyway, people are trying to bring some weird stuff from weapons to creepy crawlers on their flights these days. The eagle-eyed officials at the TSA find bizarre objects in passengers' hand luggage on a daily basis and dutifully post the weirdest on their Instagram. Okay, so the TSA people are finding these things.
Okay.
This year's list, posted Friday evening, is perhaps the oddest. Number 10.
A sword. We've had a lot of sword
you
stuff
nailed
this
it.
Year.
Samurai swords.
Wow. See,
blades of three various sizes found at Norman Y. Mineta San Jose Airport in California.
You've given us probably 20 sword stories in 2019.
Yes.
So that's the reason why I gave that.
Yes. Number 9, you want to guess?
A fire extinguisher.
Well, you know, close though. Flares found at the International Airport in Alaska for when you need a refill and the call button stops working. Obviously, you need a flare. next. Guns and knives.
Well, of course.
Firearms with knives attached found at Miami International Airport. Number seven, an airbag found at the Orlando International Airport.
Like, what do you mean an airbag? Like one that should go in a steering wheel?
I think so. Number six, a power saw found at Bradley International Airport in Connecticut. That's the airport you fly in and out of to go to Bristol.
Right.
Number five, martial arts, what does it say? Says? S-A-I-S? I don't know what that is.
Nunchucks?
Size.
Size?
Size. It's like those three.
Raphael.
It's the three, like Raphael used to use.
You don't know your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, my man. Raphael.
You're right, I don't.
The size. Yeah.
I was never into the Mutant Ninja Turtles either.
Number four.
Your loss.
A blow dart gun.
Ooh, just like in, what movie
old
was
school.
That?
Old school. Yeah.
One of the funniest scenes
You're
of all
crazy,
time.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
Was it a blow dart or was it just an...
No, it was a trank gun, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right. He hit him with a trank gun. That's right. Hit him in the neck. butcher knife. Yeah. That was number two. Number three, an uninvited snake was found in Newark Airport.
Those are scary.
Number one, you won't get it unless you saw this on television.
I did not see this on television.
I believe we used this as a Waddle's World story when this person brought this through
you are correct.
Okay, then this is a pony as a...
comfort animal?
Yes.
No, this
a
is
peacock.
Not a pony. No, excuse me?
A peacock. Didn't someone bring on a peacock
that
as
was
a comfort
Mellor,
animal?
You've got one of those, don't you? As a comfort animal,
yeah,
like
I always,
peacock?
I always carry at least one peacock with me.
And everything.
Mm-hmm. Moose poop.
Moose poop?
Yes. Moose poop is number one, the strangest thing in 2019 that was found by a TSA agent.
Why would anyone like bring moose poop?
I don't know. Florida man attempts to hide underwater from the police, gets arrested after coming up for air. Florida man attempted a not-so-great escape last week when he tried hiding from deputies underwater in a pond. Okay? Daniel Christopher Booth, 36, had warrants out for his arrest in Baker County for selling meth. When deputies attempted to arrest Booth at his job at a solar power plant, the sheriff's office said the 36-year-old ran away and dove into a pond.
And did they not see him dive in, and then he just tried to stay at the bottom
deputies
as long as possible?
Deputies quickly spotted Booth when he came to the surface for air, and they arrested him.
Yeah.
Did he think he could go underwater and just hold his breath indefinitely?
People do dumb stuff, especially criminals.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Tallahassee police say a Florida man drove on an airport runway after stealing a FedEx truck to get home. Port Richey man is in custody after police say he stole a FedEx truck and drove it onto the runway.
See, how did he get to the runway? That's
International Airport. Tallahassee police officer looked out the window of the airport, noticed the truck driving down the runway at a 1:30 a.m. clip. He's just trying to get home. That's all the guy said.
Yeah, sure. Just trying to get home. I've got right here.
Men used forklift and a cherry picker to steal 2 tons safe from a tag agency in Oklahoma. I don't even know what a tag agency is. Two men accused of using a forklift to break into a tag agency and steal a 2-ton safe.
Okay.
Deputies called to the tag agency in the area. Something happened. I don't know. I don't know what a tag agency is. You know what a tag agency is?
He's saying something with there's someone outside trying to participate. Something with guns? I can't read it.
No.
He came originally. This guy's been around before. He's come to visit us. He wanted to know who's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, 5 o'clock.
And yes, 5 o'clock, so that will be later.
Yes.
That will be later. We will keep everyone posted on that.
Back to the sports roof for a minute. The Los Angeles Lakers, the 76ers, and multiple teams with championship aspirations have expressed interest in trading for Derrick Rose, according to Yahoo Sports. Clippers have checked in on Rose as well. So, Lakers, Sixers, and a few others.
I told you that we both said
that. I'd love to see him play for the Lakers.
Would you?
Yes.
I guess he's going well now. I'd like to see him have an opportunity to
hoist
the
Larry O'Brien
trophy. Get Derek a ring. Yeah. Come on.
Okay, then go to the Clippers. Whatever. I'm saying I'd like to see him win a ring.
Him and Kawhi, I would think, would be... They'd have a nice little thing together. I'd rather
It'd
see
be
him.
Very quiet afterwards.
Right. I mean, Kawhi and him and Paul George. Remember, Paul George was a very young player when the Bulls beat him in the first round of the postseason in that 2010 season. Also, I've got a poll question. Because today is a Would You Rather Tuesday. So don't forget to submit your Would You Rathers. We'll read those at 4:30. I did the Would You Rather on Would You Rather See Zach LaVine or Derrick Rose. get the invite to the NBA All-Star game. How do you think that's going, Waddle?
Derrick Rose, I think, is winning by a large margin.
63.2% to D. Rose, 36.8% to the Bull.
49ers are going to wear white jerseys and gold pants against the Chiefs. They were wanting, I guess, to wear all whites, but they got denied on that.
There was the isn't that the old school look with the gold pants, or is that what they've been wearing?
I think the gold pants are the old school look. I think the classic 49er look is gold pants with the maroon top, isn't it? Like when you think about Joe Montana, Dwight Clark, you're thinking about that uniform. An Austin man was arrested for stealing a Burger King meal from his ex-girlfriend.
That's it? Just the Burger King meal?
Rather unusual news. An Austin man was arrested after he stole a bag of Burger King food from his ex-girlfriend. January 16th, police received a call from a woman that her ex-boyfriend, Irvin Johnson.
Wow, magic. What are you doing?
Had stolen a bag of fast food off of her while she was walking to her apartment. According to court documents, Johnson was waiting in the bushes of an apartment complex they both reside at.
Give me the Whopper.
Don't let that one breathe a little bit. When the victim approached her apartment, Johnson rushed her, snatched her food, and fled into his apartment upstairs. Like, he wasn't even pretending like it was somebody else.
No, it's me. I want your Burger King.
We're not together any longer, but give me that.
Give me those fries.
And finally, another Burger King story. A Burger King worker was attacked over a coupon. An incensed that a Burger King employee would not honor a coupon he offered, an Iowa man first threw a cell phone at the worker and then climbed over the counter and struck the victim in the head with the phone, drawing blood.
You know, I'm with the guy.
Because they would not take a coupon.
Well, I'm with the guy. Why are there expiration dates on coupons? If they want me to save 50 cents, what does it matter if I use it after December 31st?
Because it's to get you into the restaurant before December 31st.
But I'm still
going. We got quotas to hit.
I'm still going. I'm still spending my money.
I got it. But can't we resolve this without me having to wear a helmet to work at the cash register at the Burger King?
Maybe a rule, but it's a bad rule. No expiration dates on coupons.
Does that justify hitting someone in the head with a phone?
No.
Okay.
I'm not endorsing that.
Good. All right. That's all I really got.
All right. So Trey Wingo is going to be joining us to discuss the Super Bowl, some NFL issues going on. And as we told you, the Hall of Fame announcement is happening in an hour. We also want your Would You Rather. Tweet us and hashtag it WS Would You Rather. But Trey will explain why he was very angry at Stephen A. Smith. That's coming up in 2 minutes.